All right, now, and that's for each horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what about the big one that goes all the way across?
I don't want to come.
Did you ever use or hear the term either double tree or evener?
Oh,
or
yeah, double tree.
Double tree. And if someone's going back and forth to the mill all day long with corn or something, you'd say he was doing what? He was
going to the mill.
Yeah, he was. Well, if you're taking stuff, it doesn't have to be corn.
Hauling. Yeah.
You know, and you had a, if you, they were clearing a field and they chopped down a tree and they had to get that stump out, they have a great big stump, they might have to get a mule and then they
and pull it out.
Or yesterday they, you might say pull it, but when the mule's actually pulling on the chain and moving along the field, you say that mule, you might say pull, but
yeah,
another word that you might use. They drag that out and say yes,
yeah.
They,
mm-hmm.
They what? They,
well, just pull it out.
Well, I don't think of drag. Did you ever use?
No, I don't think you use drag.
How? What would you use drag for? What kind of a?
Well, that would be, some people might call it drag, timber cutters. We always called it snaking logs.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's actually dragging them, but they always call it snaking logs.
Okay. Now, what is that?
Well, they have chains to this single tree, you know,
mm-hmm.
or double tree. And they have grabs that they drive down in these logs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's according to how big the logs, how many they can drag into the
mm-hmm.
sawmill.
Okay. Now, if you say, did they drag those logs today? And you say, yes, they?
They drag them.
Okay. Yesterday, they?
Yeah.
They did what? Yesterday, they?
Drug.
Okay. That's how it's a drug or drag. Now, the part of a wheel that is on a wagon wheel, the outer part.
It's the rim.
All right. And what's the rim nailed to?
Spokes
yeah.
to the axle.
All right, and the axle that the spokes don't fit right into the rim because the rim is the part that's nailed on, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it?
Yeah, this rim comes on to the spoke here, and then
yeah.
the spoke comes on down.
All right.
The,
now, what do you?
That's the hub, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The axle goes through the hub. That's sure. But what do you call this outer part here that the that now here's the rim right here. Say here's the and here's
mm-hmm.
the here's the rim. But then over on the outer side here they have to nail on some metal, you know, so it doesn't wear out.
Let's see. That's a steel. Been a long time since I farmed.
Sure. Well, I was thinking if you'd call that a rim or a tire or
a rim, I think,
oh.
because we'd call a tire something like a
rubber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that inner part a felly? Fella or felly? You know.
No, I never did hear that.
All right. And what did you use? Did you use to break up the ground when you were in the plant?
Plow.
Did you have any different kinds of plows?
Oh yeah, we had the big turning plow and then the disc car, you know, disc it up. And then they had a single plow that they laid the ground on,
mm-hmm.
the rows off with. And then when they used the horses in the garden, they used what we called a 4 foot. Had four small plows.
Mm-hmm.
And in the fields, of course, they used the cultivator, which had plows on either side
uh-huh.
of the row.